ask you a question, and I mean it in absolute seriousness and not to be funny, but I worry about this kind of thing. This is what keeps me up at night.
Well, wait a second. When you have a precursor to a question, I'm going to ask you a question, and these are the types of things that I worry about.
It's not a joke. It's every now and then I say
it's not a joke. Why are we talking about it here and now? And I'm already nervous and uncomfortable about this. I don't think
this is going to make it worse. It's going to be worse because now you're going to be put on the spot.
Go ahead. Ask me anything you want.
Is Yum Yum Sauce racist?
First of all, for those who don't know, explain Yum Yum Sauce.
But let me ask you first, do you know what Yum Yum Sauce is?
And it's a sauce that must taste good.
Have you ever gone to a Japanese steakhouse, a hibachi kind of place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they always
don't eat the wasabi. Not by itself. I have a wasabi story.
But don't like eat it like pistachio ice cream or anything.
It's
like
good
that,
though.
It's good.
Just don't be like the kid who sat next to me who kept eyeballing the wasabi ball, and I was like, "You don't want to do that. That's not good." And then took the whole ball and popped it in the mouth, caught fire.
Go on fire! Oh my god, that's amazing. Was he like the onion volcano that they put in front of you on the grill?
It was ridiculous. And the family that he was with, because they had a set next to two different people, and I know you have a question, but this is sort of a part of it, so I apologize for derailing.
No. Let's talk hibachis, yeah.
So it was the group next to us, but they sat to the kids next to me like that, and which is often the case. It's like flying. I always get next to somebody who's like, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, oh, God.
Wait, what is that? Is that they talk? Or do
they just
try
keep
your
talking
arm
and keep
like
asking me questions or wanting to tell me. People tell me things. I don't ask. I mean, I'm always full of questions.
Well, that's your job. You're good at that.
No, that's when you just put headphones in when you're on the plane so that people think you're listening to something even if you're not. I mean, there's a time and a place. You know what I mean? Like if I'm at the grocery store,
you're like
going
to buy. You're like, you need to invest in like, say, hey, does anyone have broken iPod? Like those pods that like just they're wireless and they just go in your ears and you can just put them in and just, oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
What? Is it because I have a kind face? I make eye contact. We've talked about this before. It's a problem that I have. But the kid is there, and I can tell the parents aren't paying attention, which is the same thing that happens when I fly. Couple of kids, then the family, and I'm over here trying to pay attention to my friends. I'm having some drinks. I'm waiting for some good food to be cooked up on the hibachi. Guy's going to come to
the
show.
In a plane? Wait, is this happening in a plane? Is there
hibachi going on in a plane? What is that? That's got to be
that
like
that just sounds like a bad idea.
Sounds
right
like a SpaceX kind of endeavor. I don't know. I'm for it. Wait. And I like to see him do the show that way. Throw the shrimp around when there's no damn gravity.
Yeah, but it would not go in the hat.
So the kid's there. I'm saying no. But the point is, the kid downs the wasabi. Then the family's like, "What the hell happened?" And then they're looking at me like I hurt their child. Like I'm the guy who had a card sent in the neighborhood for being a bad man. It's like, no, watch your child when you go there.
Why'd they put the child next to this creepy dude who's sitting
alone?
Why
am I a creepy dude all of a
sudden?
I don't
know.
No, just get back to the question about the yum yum sauce.
Yum yum
man.
Sauce. Yum yum sauce. If you go to like every single Japanese steakhouse I've ever been to, they're like, here's a ginger sauce.
Yes.
And here's yum yum sauce.
Ginger sauce helps cleanse the palate the same way the very shaved off ginger will when you're eating, like, say, sushi, yes?
Yeah, but it's like a soy base. It's like a dark sauce with, like, it's a very thin sauce. But then there's yum yum sauce, which is kind of like, it's like a
ketchup-y.
Almost looks like it's mayonnaise with soy sauce and yeah. Some spices in it or something.
I've had
like
it.
That.
It's good. Yeah. It's so good. Maybe you call it, instead of you go yum, you go yum yum. Because
well, that's
that
the
good.
Thing. They hit, and when they first, the very first time it ever happened, and I was at a Japanese steak, I was like, oh, you want yum yum sauce? And I'm like, wait, no, you're serious? That's what you're calling it? And I'm like, I seriously thought it was just this one place. And then I went to another, and they're like, oh, you want some yum yum sauce? And I'm like, and to me, that just sounds like the most racist thing to do, because it just sounds like you're
why?
Making...
Why? Who are the yums? Wait a minute. Well, how is it racist? You're talking about yum. Do you call Asian people or Japanese people yum? I mean,
no,
I might see a woman
like
and go,
it,
yum.
It sounds like something...
To myself.
Like, yeah,
do
yeah,
what?
Hello, nurse. But no, I mean, there's like a... It sounds like something you'd say if it was like you're speaking in broken English. I'll give you another example. I was once on a cruise ship, and it was a Norwegian cruise, and you got to be worried about like norovirus and all that kind of flu and colds and stuff like that.
By
so
the
they
way,
have
you
these...
have a great way of selling cruises to someone who's been reluctant to go, because every time it comes up, we talk about a sea of vomit and crap flowing down.
I didn't say that. No, it's you have thousands of people in one area, and so if you sneeze in your hand and you touch it, so they always have outside of the buffets and everything, they have these hand wash stations where they, you put Purell or whatever. Sure. And well, at this Norwegian cruise ship, they went a step further because it was an Alaskan cruise, so I think they're worried even more so because it's just a little bit chilly, you know, out there in the open seas. And they would have a little spray bottle, and they'd make you, they'd have you wash your hands. And the guys, they'd go and everyone would be like, washy, washy. And they'd spray your
washy,
hands. And like,
washy?
Every single person.
Was that an accent? Or what? You're
they just said, washy, washy.
To
they
go, a toddler, washy, washy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they would do. And the other thing is, on
so
a cruise
So are they making
ship,
fun of you?
Well, I don't know, because most of the, a lot of the people, particularly on this cruise ship, a lot of the staff came from the Philippines. So they're Asian descent, and so you feel like it's like it, you're like, is that racist? But they're saying it to you. They're like, washy washy, and I go, yeah. And they spray your hand, you wipe
telling
your
hand you what to do. They're just trying to make it so you can easily understand. It seems like they're kind of talking down to you a little bit.
Well, that's
you know?
What. And then what was hysterical is at the end of the week, me and my friend, because we were on this cruise, and we went to this their like final show or whatever, and they brought in they announced, I don't know, sort of like awards or whatever for the
they give
crew.
Awards
and
for the cruise? Hey, you didn't fall off the boat? What kind of awards
no,
do you get
no.
on
it was
a cruise?
Like, it was like these, where they introduced you to your, like, these are the people, this is your house, these are the people who did housekeeping, these are the people who did the cooks, and these are the people who did, you know, the kids games and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They brought in...
So they're introducing you to the staff. It's
yeah,
not really awards.
Yeah, because, like, our housekeeping staff had won awards, and they introduced the hand washing to the people who literally all stood outside them, and they all come walking on with the spray bottles and they start yelling washy washy, and everyone just like lost their freaking mind in the theater. Everyone cheered them because these people would spray your hand and it kept everyone healthy on the thing. But that's what I'm saying is
that's a job that's you can have a machine do that soon. They are going to be out.
No, because you can ignore the machine.
You can't
that's
ignore
the
people.
Thing is, I've been on other cruises where they just have the Purell station and you're supposed to, but you always had the shit pig who would walk by and wouldn't do it. It's the same reason there's
always... When
you
leave the bathroom and you see people who don't wash their hands.
Every single bathroom I've ever been in, there is a sink and soap and water, and there's always that shit pig who's just like, nope, I'm not washing my hands. You know what I mean? So they would chase people down if they wouldn't let you in the buffet without spraying your hands.
It's another
which
reason
I think
not
is
to leave the house.
Great thing. Yeah. But I'm saying when you have all these Filipinos saying washy washy, it just sounds racist to me. And because we're so triggered.
I worked with some Filipino guys, and yeah. I went out with a woman, Filipino.
Yes, let's not get
American
here.
No, I mean no, but she never said washy washy, or she never mentioned anything about the yum yum. I could get her on the line. I haven't talked to her in years, but maybe she'd take my call. And she's in a better place than she was when she was with me. Obviously,
wow, it makes it sound like she's dead.
No, I don't mean, what, a better place is dead? It's either me or death.
Well, you said they'd be like,
death
oh.
is better than being with me. That's nice.
Well, no, but people said, oh, so-and-so passed away. She's in a better place.
Well, I just meant like, washy, here's what washy. Happens. They go out with, why is this always about me? They go out with me, then they get better. Or they, you know what they often do? They get married. I'm either the rebound guy or the guy before they get married.
You're good luck, Chuck. That's what it is. You're the guy who like finally, after they're with you, they're like, well, I that's the lowest I could go.
Oh,
and then they find somebody,
the
they're like, you're the next. I got to just take you.
Oh my God. I don't know. That's not good. I thought it was a positive. Like that for me, they're like, okay, well now it's time to.
Oh no, you're always like, you're the last ditch effort. And they're just
so
like,
if I had
all right,
yum
I'm
yum
done.
Sauce, things would be better if I had it at the house.
Your relationships are like after you've like mixed alcohol that night and you're puking in the alleyway and
oh,
then
God,
you drag yeah. yourself home covered in your own sick. And then you wake up and you'd be like, not again. And then you turn your life around. That's what dating you must be like.
It is not that bad. That is ridiculous. I mean, how often has that happened? Should I make some calls? Should I get, I mean, you know, maybe look back. I get on the Facebook and see. I mean, I'm friendly with most of them. I mean, friendly as in like it's a cordial thing. And
yeah.
I'm tired of this always being about me and my dysfunction. I try to put the fun in dysfunction, but this is about yum yum sauce, man.
Does it sound racist? Does it sound demeaning? Does it sound like, why don't you just call it like, you know, spicy.
You got to give
mayonnaise.
It a name. Who knows? This is one of the. We
so
need
you don't
to
think
ask.
It sounds. You don't think it sounds.
I don't feel qualified to say. It appears that it's not. I would imagine we would have heard of it if it was really offensive and objectionable. There'd be an organization. Hell, there'd be a hashtag.
Well, but I mean, like, okay, let me flip it a little bit so that I'm talking about myself as in the racial sense. You know, I'm white.
Okay.
I'm from the Midwest.
You're a pasty white guy.
If you had this like sauce that like was very popular in all the restaurants, and they said this is Yeehaw Bang Bang sauce, does that sound like you're sort of making fun of the racial stereotype?
But again, yum yum is not the same as bang bang.
Yeehaw!
Or something like that. Bang 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 sauce would be one thing. I've had bang bang shrimp.
What if? Well, no, but what if you have like you know, like I'm Irish. So if you had like snacks at a pub and they said, this is your alcoholic potato sauce. You know, I mean,
but
does that.
You're searching to be offended and to be offensive or something, or I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. Yum yum has no connotation of anything racist at all. It didn't mention Filipinos or any other ethnic or nationality.
Well, it was Japanese steakhouse for the yum yums.
Right.
Was washi,
so I don't know where you
them.
Go from Filipino to.
I'm just using this. It just sounds. You like saying
no, that's
anything
you
twice.
Being paranoid
like that.
In this hypersensitive times.
It may be me being paranoid. I just
know that I'm hungry now. That's what I know.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.